Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Tasha with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, an annual report released by the Australian Stock Exchange on Thursday said that revenue from Brisbane toll roads has climbed more than double the rate of traffic growth, making it one of Queensland's Transurban strongest performing markets over the past year. The toll road operator reported the daily traffic average of Brisbane had grown 2.5% in the 2025 to 2026 financial year with 483,000 trips a day. Over the same period, toll revenue from associated assets rose 6.2% to $633 million. Chief Executive Michelle Yeoh said that the business results came despite economic and geopolitical uncertainty, with traffic growth being recorded in every region.
And low tides have revealed dozens of submerged e-scooters dumped in the Brisbane River, raising environmental concerns. Ocean Crusaders, an organisation that cleans up waterways across southeast Queensland, says they have collected around 150 e-scooters in the past year just from waters near Brisbane CBD. The organisation has also frequently found rental bikes, shopping trolleys and polystyrene helmets, all raising potential ecological concerns, specifically from the high risk of lithium, copper, nickel and other chemicals found in e-scooter batteries. Water experts say the organisms that live at the bottom of the river, such as snails and insects, are at the highest risk, something that has a larger effect on the food chain in the waterway. They also highlight how wasteful it can be to use resources to manufacture lithium-ion batteries and dispose them into the environment after only a short period of time.
In national news, students in major Australian cities like Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane have ditched schools to take part in a protest against One Nation and Pauline Hanson. Organised by the National Union of Students, the rally included speeches from both high school students and political leaders, including former Victorian Greens leader Samantha Ratnam, at the Melbourne protests. In Melbourne, hundreds of students gathered outside the State Library in the CBD carrying banners, anti-One Nation signs and pinata designed to resemble Miss Hanson, which was smashed apart to reveal lollies inside. Students participating told news outlets like the ABC, "We're just fighting against the oppression and racism that they're putting us through, and we're making a change against all these racist and deranged people throughout Australia."
And Australian scientists have found a way to turn one of the world's deadliest killers into a medical asset. After decades of research, academics have developed an experimental malaria vaccine that could transform mosquito bites into booster shots that protect the body's immune defenses against the disease instead of causing infection. Malaria is a widespread disease caused by a devious parasite that has evolved resistance to every major drug designed to treat it. Current vaccines report only a 40 to 75% rate of success and require multiple doses, with patients often suffering from fast waning immunity. The new discovery made by scientists at a Melbourne research institute called WEHI has allowed an experimental drug to form a kind of chemical vaccine that allows the malaria parasite to grow inside the body, ready to kill it just before it has a chance to expel its disease. This process then allows the body to formulate key antibodies and immune cells ready to pounce on future infection.
In international news earlier this week, the Trump administration finalized the end of government funding towards transgender healthcare for minors. From October this year, while state dollars could still contribute, federal programs such as the Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, will no longer support access to gender-affirming care for under-18s. This is amongst other moves from America's right wing to target trans people, obstructing them from the military and bathroom, preventing them from getting relevant gender markers on passports. This new policy could face legal obstacles. Mei-Yen Anafi, Senior Counsel for Health, Equity and Justice at the National Women Law Center, says that there are courts that acknowledge these changes would be contrary to evidence and are based in prejudice. However, if the new policy takes effect, those already on gender-affirming schemes would be given 6 months of further coverage until the government funding would be eliminated entirely.
for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on social media channels or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.